Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Data released to our programme shows that across many of our main cities, thousands of council-owned properties are vacant and some of them remain empty for a substantial amount of time. Now, at the same time, there are some councils spending hundreds of thousands of euro boarding up vacant homes at a time, as we know, when the numbers on social housing lists grow. Brian O'Connell has the story for us and joins me now. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Claire.
What did you find out?
Well, I asked councils in our main cities how many council-owned properties are currently vacant, for how long, and how much they spent on shuttering or boarding up vacant properties in the past year. I suppose what we can see, first off, there are quite a number of variances around the country. The biggest housing stock, Dublin City Council, they have 29,500 houses under their remit. Of those, 31 are vacant long-term. So they told me in a statement some 350 properties are vacant. That's just 1.29%. Of their overall stock. Now, in addition to that, 1% extra are vacant where they are earmarked for demolition as part of regeneration projects. So, for example, large flat complexes, and they would have had to ask people to move out. In Cork, 360 are vacant, 155 of them, Claire, more than 12 months, 9 of them more than 5 years vacant. So the council in Cork spent just under €150,000 just in the past year on boarding up houses which are under their control.
And they'd be two of the largest city councils now with housing stock. But you asked others for their figures also, and you got a range of replies.
Yeah, just to get a sense around the country. So Limerick, 205 empty or derelict properties controlled by the city council. A high number of these, 86, are vacant for more than a year, 17 of them more than 5 years. They spent 62,000 shuttering 28 houses in the past 12 months. We can see in recent figures that I think there's some 500 people alone on the housing list in Limerick City for 7 years or more. I also got figures as well from Galway and from Waterford. Just before we get to that, I spoke with Rory Hearn, Social Democrats TD for Dublin North West and the party spokesperson on housing. He feels at a time of housing crisis, all city councils as well as central government need to do more to turn those vacant properties back into use faster.
These are state-owned, council-owned public homes lying empty in the middle of a housing crisis. It has angered so many people, frustrated myself and many others for many years. This isn't something new. And fundamentally, it's a problem of under-resourcing of local authorities. If we look at local councils get €11,000 from the Department of Housing per unit to refurbish it, but average costs are €30,000 plus. There's a gap there. And so councils are constantly trying to beg from Peter and Paul, trying to figure out their budgets. How can they cover the cost? And there's a fundamental problem there. Councils used to have directly employed workers who would do up these void properties, turn them around quickly. But now it's all outsourced. It's a system that's not working. Like, it is absolutely scandalous that we have, you know, public homes lying empty for months and months on end. And what we need to see, I think, is to get back to councils directly employing the workers to turn them around. There are councils like Dublin City Council who have really targeted this and really gone after it, still employed their own workers. You know, Dublin City Council in my own area of Ballymun, Finglas, you know, there are problems still in terms of that time scale it takes to turn around those properties. There are properties left vacant. There are wider problems as well of maintenance of substandard accommodation, mold, dampness. And this is an issue as well, that when a property becomes void, that councils decide, well, actually it needs a deeper change, a deeper retrofit, for example, than simply just, you know, a lick of paint and turning it around. And this is a challenge for the councils as well. Where do they get the money to invest significantly in a property that could be 30, 40, 50 years old and older and require substantial reworking to bring it up to modern standards?
So that was TD Rory Hearn's view. And we heard about the data from Dublin, Cork and Limerick. But Brian, you also got in touch with Galway and Waterford City Councils.
Galway City Council, 78 houses vacant. 16 of them have been vacant from 1 to 5 years, 3 of them over 5 years. A small number were boarded up last year. They don't actually record specific cost on this, Claire. In Waterford then, 105 vacant, 5 of these are vacant over 5 years. And again, they just don't capture that specific data into relation to how much shuttering or boarding up housing costs last
year. So that's a snapshot, Brian, of the issue of the council-owned housing that's either derelict or vacant and taking months and years in some cases to be put back into circulation, right?
Yeah, and I think it's worth looking outside of Ireland to different parts of Europe as to what's happening around vacancy and dereliction at the moment. Amsterdam, for example, tightened policies around vacancy some years ago, and the time a house stays vacant now is 3 times shorter than it would have been. So if a home is vacant for 6 months, it has to be reported to the local council and action is then taken. And with that tightened policy, they can, for example, enforce a period within which the home can be occupied again. So essentially, you use it or you lose it. Different parts of Europe have increased taxes, I notice, around vacant housing. Some have put in really stronger laws to try and end this. In Catalonia, for example, if a property isn't occupied for more than 2 years, it can be actually seized.
Right, so it can be taken by compulsory order. And a housing expert you spoke to believes that we could take a stronger line here.
Dr. Loughran, sir, is senior lecturer in housing at Technological University in Dublin. And his analysis, he gave me his analysis of the data around city council owned vacancy here and just what we could do to actually improve things.
Yeah, I think the first thing, Brian, is to be cognizant of the fact that I suppose councils manage over 155,000 properties. And of those, only 4,251 are vacant. So it's not too bad. Like, the vacancy rate is 2.75%, which is less than your natural vacancy rate of 4 or 5% that you get in the housing stock overall. Some, as you say, are doing better than others. You look at the larger city councils, and in fairness, they have a much bigger stock to manage. Cork City, over 3% vacancy. Dunleary Rathdown, over 3%. Fingal, over 3%. And on we go. Dublin City Council, with the largest housing stock in the state of about 29,000 social houses, 2.28%. The average time for a council to turn around one of their empty houses is 35 weeks, which is still a long time. But remember, a lot of those houses have been occupied for many years, and the councils have strict standards that they adhere to about, you know, the quality of things that they put in. For example, rewire or put in a new kitchen. 5 years, though, is, however, a long time. There's no doubt at all that, you know, a lot of councils could do better. And it is not great. I mean, I work quite close to a lot of Dublin City Council flats, for example, and I don't like to see them vacant. A lot of the stock is quite old, which is problematic. And I think a lot of councils are probably having problems getting contractors and getting people to do the work for them, as well as it getting more expensive.
Just finally, Loughran, do you think we're turning the tide on vacancy and dereliction in Ireland?
I don't know is the honest answer, Brian. I think there's an awful lot more that we could do, and people get frustrated, particularly, it's not just in cities. I mean, it's very frustrating in cities, without a doubt, when you see the amount of vacancy and dereliction. And then you look at the you know, the vacant, the register that local authorities have, and they might have a couple of hundred buildings on it. But you know from your own observations that there could be multiples of that. There's a lot we could do to bring, particularly in the rural areas and towns and villages, to bring life back into them.
Now, that's Loughran, sir. You did also speak to the Department of Housing, because we, as we heard from Rory Hearn a little earlier, he does believe that more funding should be made available. So what did the department have to say to you, Brian?
Well, the department said, first off, the management and maintenance of this housing stock is a matter for each individual local authority. They did point to the fact that government has been providing tens of millions of euro to local authorities to support refurbishment and reletting somewhere around 1,900 homes at the moment. There is a new ICT system that's been rolled out as well. Local authorities would select a property for inclusion in a voids programme. There is a cap on the amount that can be spent on an individual unit, but provided the total amount can average across all dwellings doesn't exceed 11,000. So that's where Rory was getting that figure earlier. The minister does note, actually, that the average reletting time has increased slightly since 2023. So the average time, Claire, it's taken to put these houses back in the market and put families back into them when they've been left derelict or vacant. And there is a review underway at the moment to try and find out why that is the case.
Brian, thank you very much. That's Brian O'Connell reporting. Couple more messages I'll bring you about Richard Boyd Barrett, who was here with us earlier. It's so wonderful to hear Richard on air again. I miss hearing him, his views, his belligerent arguing for good. I wish him the best in his recovery, says Maura. I wish Richard every good wish for a full recovery today. He is inspirational and so upbeat. Really wonderful, says Clodagh, to hear Richard. I'm very relieved to hear his distinctive voice back on air. And so it goes on. Never a voter for Richard, says this listener, but great to hear him, and I'm delighted he's making progress. We need his voice in Irish politics. Wishing him the very best. 51551 for your messages, or you can WhatsApp us 0870 32 32 32. Coming up next, should you clean up those leaves you probably see lying around your house or your apartment? We'll find out after this.
text 51551. Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.